This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
The St Kilda Footy Club has been the most active. Five players have come in. Two have gone out. Managed to get everything they wanted to get done. Now, a couple of those still need to have I's dotted and T's crossed when it comes to the fourth and fifth players of that quintet they wanted to bring in. But it's been a positive period for them.
No doubt.
On the back of a reasonably good year in which they actually managed to move a coach on and bring one in.
Yeah, look, no doubt that that's the case. And if I'm looking at them, I give them an A-plus for organisation, for brashness. You know, one deal doesn't go down. Well, not. We're going on and we're going elsewhere. And we'll come back to that at a later time and we'll still tick it off. So that aspect of it, tick, tick, tick. So the way that their footy club's handling themselves and going about it, absolutely fine. I don't get or fall in love with the amount of picks as some people did.
Okay.
I go back to Port Adelaide a couple of years ago, and they were the hit of that trade period because they brought in
Motlop and Rockliffe.
Players and Watts. Yep.
And Watts.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then last year it was the North Melbourne Football Club, of which some worked, some didn't work for the footy club. So when you get a cluster of players, it's fantastic. It's exciting for the club. Yeah, good luck to Saints fans. Really, the competition hopes they all work because if you get another side pushing up and pressing for finals, it's only good for the competition. But I still sit there and look at the players and I go, Hill's a tick for me. If they get Zach Jones done, I think he's a regular player in the side. Now, I still sit there, and we have a difference of opinion on the Port Adelaide boys to a degree. I sit there and go, Dougal Howard, has he done it yet? I mean, he's 22 years of age. I know the potential, but potential's an interesting word when we sit back there. And so I've got to put Dougal Howard as a question mark. He very well may become the All-Australian that you believe he'll become, Kane, but at the moment he hasn't done that.
And as we look at the screen now, Terry, three of the five names they want to get through are officially transacted upon in the Ken
Correct.
Wood room, but still awaiting confirmation on Zach Jones from the Sydney Swans and also Dan Butler from Richmond.
Dan Butler, to me, he's played VFL football for nearly the whole year, so he's still a question mark. I like Dan.
It was an emergency, though, in a premiership, AFL premiership team.
I like Dan as a player.
Yep.
I do like him as a player, and I think he'll work out all right for the St Kilda Football Club. But he's still going to have question beside his name going in. And then the other one, Paddy Ryder. I'm still not sure. No problem with Paddy Ryder coming to the footy club because he can go and ruck for you if something goes wrong. But what and how that plays out with him and Marshall, I'm still questioning. So then you've got a full-time best and fairest winner going out. You've got Josh Bruce potentially going out, who's kicked 37 goals or whatever it was this year, and Blake Akers, who played 19 games. So great what they've done, great that they've been involved and active and been on the front foot, but I'm still sitting back and just wanting to sort of see how it plays out.
Yeah, I see it a little bit differently. I think what they have done, and it's different to Port Adelaide, they've identified some needs with what they want. So to bring in a potential key position player that can hold it down for the next 8 years in Howard, he's got attributes that a lot of defenders don't have. So I think he's worth the risk at 23 years of age to go and do that. It's not like Port Adelaide when these guys are probably on the wane. Motlop's in and out, Geelong, and Rockcliffe the same. We're not sure they're getting above that 26, 27 range. Then to go and get Hill, I mean, they've had a crack at Gaff. They've had a crack
Hill's,
at
Hill's
a lot of players. I know you've paid a lot for him in terms of salary and what you've given up, but he's a need. Ryder, I mean, if it wasn't St Kilda, there would have been three or four other clubs going after Paddy Ryder. So he can support Marshall, provided, as we've spoken about, he's willing to be a forward and a backup ruck, not the starting ruckman. And then you trade out Jack Stephen, who's nearly 30 years of age and clearly needed a fresh start. So I actually think they've done it really well to identify some needs, go and get it, players in the right age bracket, and still have some youth with the likes of King coming
what
through.
It'll increase membership.
Yeah.
And that's what I was talking about, Damo and Terry. Like, if Saints won 9 games last year, and they're similar to North Melbourne. So if I'm a Saints fan, for the next 3 months, I get excited about pre-season, about buying my membership, about buying my merchandise, new coach, new players, fresh start, and here we go again. Whereas if I'm North Melbourne, I'm going, well, Is this the same North Melbourne? We've probably gone backwards with where we were this time last year. I mean, North win 10 games, St Kilda win 9. I'd much rather be a Saints fan than I would be a North fan.
All I'm saying is it doesn't come with a money-back guarantee.
Absolutely.
North were in the same position last year and finished in the same void as where they've been recent years.
One more before we take a break, Terry, just on the Saints. If Max King is three-quarters of the player that he's purported to be, Josh Bruce exiting won't matter in the big picture, will it?
I don't think it matters at all. St Kilda keep trying to tell us that he's a part of their plans and, you know, that the 37 goals will be sorely missed. You can't fit King, you can't fit Membry, you can't fit that floating forward of Marshall or Ryder and Bruce into the same side. He's got to go.
And potentially too, because we now have confirmation that Paddy McCartan will attempt to get back out, and that's a great story in itself, on an AFL venue next year. It's been confirmed by the Saints
There's no place for Bruce.
Yeah, so he's out. Yet to be done, though, to the Bulldogs.